of this footbridge is her high school, and on one side of this parking lot is the high school, on the other side of the parking lot is this really big pet cemetery. And it's not just like little
Stephen
Timmy
King style pet cemetery?
No, not even. It was like so nice. It wasn't like some like little kid tied sticks together and stuck it in the ground over Fluffy. It was like, you know, there's like $5,000 headstones in there, and it's quite large and impressive. And actually Richard Nixon's dog Checkers is buried in there.
Really?
Which actually, as a side note, makes my life complete. Because
yes,
because I'm from Yorba Linda, California, which is actually the hometown, birthplace of Richard Nixon, and also the final resting place of him and his wife.
Was
Pat.
It the birthplace of Checkers as well?
No.
Was Checkers conceived in?
I don't know that much
Mylinda.
About the
where
Yorba Linda, my Linda, Yorba Linda,
Yorba Linda.
My Belinda.
My Belinda has a first name. It's B. E-L-I-N-A.
Why do you have to try to spell every time we do a show?
It's called a running gag, and I'm going to make my educational delinquency become a funny joke.
Okay. So now I've seen the entire Nixon family below ground.
Sorry.
So anyway, as we were wandering through the cemetery, you know, most of the pet names are fairly like ordinary, like Ginger and Duchess and Fluffy. There were some Fluffies in
okay.
there. But I noticed a few that were kind of strange and humorous, and so I thought I'd write them down and bring them up today. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Suspense is killing me.
The first
suspense
one.
Suspense is killing me.
We'll start with
and
the,
I'm dead.
The least exciting ones first. So
I can't hear you. I'm dead.
There was...
I'm sorry.
Well, these will lift your spirits and thereby bring you back to life.
All right. So raise, we're talking about dead pets' names.
Right. So... Cornflakes and Peanuts.
That was one name?
That's two. Somebody was cheap and buried both their pets in one plot.
Well, maybe they were Siamese cats.
But they like to eat their parents, apparently, because they like to eat their pets, rather. That was so weird. I hope that wasn't a Freudian slip right there.
Ooh, not gonna touch it.
Anyway, so yes, Cornflakes and Peanuts. Next is Licky Doll.
Okay, now that's awful.
I'll repeat that. Licky Doll.
Licky Doll.
So I have two more.
Okay.
The next one is Raydor Strong Boy.
Is that one word?
It's two words. Raydor, R-A-Y-D-O-R. Raydor.
Okay.
Strong Boy. Strong Boy is all one word.
Wow.
I don't even know what that means. Like, I saw that and I was like, what the hell kind of name is
that's
that
code.
Anyway?
That was... You stumbled across some kind of code.
There's probably, like, a nuclear warhead buried there.
Yeah. Like, every letter is, you know, a latitude and longitude. Longitude. And if you take... What was the name again?
Raydor Strongboy.
Okay, so that's 5, 28, Capricorn, 6. Holy shit, that's next door. There's a nuclear bomb next door.
Okay, so...
And our last name... Wait, I think we need a drum roll. I'm waiting for a drummer to come in the room. One came!
Okay, and the number one weird name that I saw in the pet cemetery in Wantagh, New York is...
Envelope, please.
And I'm just dying to know what this dog did to earn this name. This dog is named Blanket Inspector.
Okay, that's kind of awesome.
I think
that's so great.
I think Jason Lee's son is named Pilot Inspector. I think I heard that. But
like Pilot Light and an oven?
Like Pilot, P-I-L-O-T. Or like, you know, the guy who flies a plane.
Ah.
But why you would name your baby that? I don't know.
I don't know either. Though my babies are going to have awful names. If I have any say in it, which hopefully I will because they're going to pop out of my thing... Then
nobody else's thing.
Well, hopefully not. If I have a baby that comes out of somebody else's thing, I'd be mighty confused. Like, but that's mine. Put that back.